This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome. The Colorado Tourism Office has updated their marketing campaign. Allison Bechtesh attended the unveiling of the slogan, Snow's Perfect State, and is here with me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Zoe.
So the state has a new marketing motto. Why is this a big deal?
Well, tourism is a huge part of Colorado's economy, so any efforts to reinvigorate it are being watched by all businesses that might benefit from a successful campaign. The idea behind this new motto is to highlight the many ways to play in the snow. The ad's photos don't just show POW pictures from ski runs, but also include things like ice climbing and snowshoeing. So that phrase, snow's perfect state, is a shift from the previous America's best skiing, which Colorado Tourism Director Kathy Ritter called unmemorable, but also left out what she says sets Colorado apart.
Colorado is a place where people are excited about winter. They love winter. They're winter junkies. They're snow junkies. They anticipate winter. And not only do we have this amazing snow because of our high altitude peaks, but we also have these special places throughout Colorado and a host of activities that you don't find other places. But most of all, we have this special culture around winter, where winter is fun. And that was really all the thinking behind that went into Snow's Perfect State. So now, instead of being known for just the one activity, skiing, we're truly trying to express the multitude of experiences with this new, more expansive tagline.
It's also a way to go beyond ski resorts and say, even with a snow year like the one we just had, winter is still a wonderful time to visit the state.
The Aspen Skiing Company and Snowmass-based Village are also tied closely to this campaign. Can you tell me why?
Well, anyone who has seen SkiCo's recent campaigns, so last year's The Aspen Way and this year's Give a Flake spread, will see a resemblance in the Snow's Perfect State marketing. They're done by the same firm, Karsh Hagen. Ritter called out the Aspen Skiing Company and commended them for Give a Flake, which is, let's not forget it, a marketing campaign, and it's working. Aspen was just named the top ski resort in the West by Ski Magazine. I spoke with SkiCo's Jeff Hanley at this tourism event. He says that recognition was in part due to the ads.
Give a Flake was brought up as part of our, not just the campaign, but about our overall philosophy of business and outreach and standing up for what we believe in and believing that there are enough people and enough skiers and enough tourists that are gonna take that to heart and come and visit us because of that.
Snowmass Village's new Limelight Hotel was also mentioned. It's part of the 1,500 new resort hotel rooms Colorado has going into this ski season. And Base Village as a whole was mentioned. The $600 million project is the biggest resort rehaul in the country. And so the state's counting on its completion, and it goes right in line with those non-skiing snow things. They have the community fire pits with the free s'mores, a rock wall, and things like snow tubing. So even if you're not very active, you would still want to come visit Snowmass Village in the winter.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you, Zoe.